Take our Bibles. Let's hold them up and let's say the words that are up on the screen. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. It is the indestructible, incorruptible, everlasting, living Word of God. I receive it now by faith, and I believe that my life will forever be changed. Let's pray. Father, once again, we just thank you for the opportunity that we have today to receive your Word. Father, we thank you that your word is full of life. And as I minister your word today on peace, I thank you, Lord, that peace will be what we experience even as we hear your word, and that the peace will be multiplied in our lives as we take the word that we hear today and we apply it and we do it. And we thank you for that. We thank you for your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, you know, as I mentioned, we're just 3 days away from celebrating Christmas. And in the light of that, I want to minister to you a message today simply entitled, The Best Gift Ever. I was Googling some gifts, best gifts, worst gifts online a little bit, and there were some pretty funny ones. Some of the worst gifts ever were re-gifts, you know, and one story was that a sister-in-law gave the young woman a pen, and when she opened the pen from her sister-in-law, it was a lovely pen, but when she took it out of the case, it had her sister-in-law's initials on it. So if you're going to re-gift, make sure you don't re-gift something with your initials on it, okay? And then another story about a funny re-gift was a mother to a daughter, and she gave her daughter this beautiful book for Christmas and told her daughter how much the book had meant to her, and that so she picked this book out especially for her daughter to have. Well, when her daughter opened the book, she realized it was the book that she had given her mother for her birthday. And in fact, if her mother would have just flipped open the front page, she would have seen a beautiful inscription that her daughter had written to her mother inside the book. Best gift, worst gift. You know, I wanted today, though, talk about the best gift ever. And you know, the Bible teaches us, and we know it to be true, that the best gift that was ever given to mankind was the gift of a Savior. The gift of Jesus. And one of the reasons why that is the best gift ever is because the Savior brought us what we needed, and what each one of us need, and what we needed was peace. Here's what we know. The Savior, Jesus, and peace are synonymous. And when we receive the Savior, we come into relationship with God, which brings us into a place of peace. And I would challenge you today that if you're not experiencing peace, perhaps you've not received the best gift ever, or perhaps you've lost sight of the value of the best gift ever. And so today I just want to stir your faith, because on December 25th, I don't want you to just celebrate Christmas with presents from others, but I want you, or even presents that you're giving to others, but I want you to celebrate and experience the true meaning of Christmas, and that is the Savior, and experience the Savior's peace in your life. And so go with me, if you will, to 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 16. And I want to begin, because we're in this current series, Peace is Priceless, and I want to go back to our text for the scripture and remind you of a couple of truths as we get into this new message today. 2 Thessalonians 3:16 says this, "Now may the Lord of peace himself give you his peace at all times and in every situation. The Lord be with you all." You know, Paul wrote this, and here's the truth he proclaimed in this scripture. Peace can be experienced by everyone at all times. And we may think, how's that possible? And in fact, sometimes it may feel like an impossibility for us to have peace in that situation. And because of what's going on in that season, because of what we did or what we didn't do. But the word boldly declares we can experience peace. And then Paul also tells us why we can experience peace. He tells us how it's possible. He tells us it's possible because the Lord of peace himself will give us his peace. And so here's what we determined. Based on that scripture, we determined that perhaps a lack of peace may not be the problem. A lack of peace may not be the problem. Perhaps the problem may be our lack of faith in the Savior. Ooh. You see, because the Savior is the one who brings us peace. And so as we approach Christmas, as we're celebrating Christmas, maybe it's a good time to stop and to examine our lives, to examine our faith. And if we're not experiencing peace, then maybe we're not enjoying the gift. Maybe we've lost sight of the gift. Maybe we're not looking at the gift the way we need to look at the gift and appreciating it, putting our faith in the Savior. Let's talk about the gift of Jesus. John 4:10, I'm going to take you to the words of Jesus himself. And this passage occurs when Jesus is sitting at the well. He is waiting on his disciples. His disciples have gone into the town nearby to buy some supplies. And Jesus decides to wait outside the city. And he's sitting there at the well, and a woman comes up, and she was a Samaritan woman. Jesus really shouldn't have even been talking to her, but he engages her in a conversation. And the words that he speaks are words that you and I need to hear today, and we certainly need to listen to during this season of the celebration of his birth. But here's what Jesus says to the woman, and I want you to know, here's what Jesus is saying to all of us today. Since Jesus replied, if you only knew the gift God has for you and who you are speaking to, you would ask me and I would give you living water. Can we just focus in on that statement that Jesus makes here? If you only knew the gift. You know, you might watch the antique show sometimes, and sometimes someone has found a treasure, and maybe they say they found it at a garage sale, or someone sold it to them at 1/10 of the value because the person didn't understand the value of the thing. Listen, so often you and I are not experiencing the peace. Instead of having the peace that passes all understanding, too often we just pass up on peace. Peace passes us by. Do we understand the gift? And I would challenge all of us today, whether we have known Jesus for 20, 30 years, maybe all of our life or most of our life, or whether we just met him or whether we don't know him yet, I would challenge you today to get to know the gift and to ask yourself, do I understand the gift of the Savior that was given that morn, that was given to Mary as a little baby, that was birthed into the family of Mary and Joseph, that was given to the world as a gift. Jesus told this woman, if you only knew the gift. See, here's my question to you. If you only knew the gift of Jesus, what else would you be experiencing in your life, in your marriage, in your family? If you only knew the gift. Wow, Jesus told this woman, if you knew the gift God has for you and if you knew who you were speaking to, you would ask me. You know, sometimes we can measure our faith in the gift by how much we pray, by how much we ask. How many times have I gone through life needing what Jesus could bring me, needing the answer that he is and that he has, but I don't ask. I've forgotten the gift. Jesus said, if you knew the gift God has for you, if you knew who I was, you would ask. Wow. Really, the gift was a Savior that would sacrifice his life. He was God's gift to us. You know, when we think about the fact that not only did Jesus give his life, but God gave his Son. And Jesus said this, if you only knew the gift God has given, You know, some of the value of a gift is determined by who gives you the gift. Listen, God gave the gift of a Savior to the world. That alone increases the value of the gift. God loves you. Don't ever doubt God's love for you. He gave you the best gift ever. He gave you the gift of a Savior. Because he recognized we needed saving. We needed the peace that the Savior would bring. You know, one of my very favorite gifts is this coloring. And it's because the gift, it's because who gave me the gift. The value of this gift rests in who gave me the gift. And that's a little distorted, but, you know, because it's a beautiful coloring, but it says, for Pastor Jane, love Ralph, dad number two. And I see Marlene sitting there, and Ralph went home to be with Jesus this last year. But he was like a second dad to me. He came here to the church, but I still, he painted this or colored this little picture for me, and it sits in my office, and I don't care what decor is in my office. It doesn't have to match because of the value of the gift. You see, and the value of the gift is found in the giver who gave the gift. This gift is so precious to me because it came from dad number two. Yeah. Wow. Have you recognized the value of the Savior? I'm going to hand this to him because I don't want this gift to get messed up. It's valuable. Have you recognized that the Savior is a gift from God, not just a gift from anybody? Listen, I know you. I know that you're going to check the gifts. And I know that when you see gifts from certain people, you get happier than gifts from other people. Because you realize that the giver of some gifts, you realize those people really love you. Or sometimes you just realize that person has more ability to give you gifts. There's a story that I read online when I was looking at the gift giving, and this guy said that he and his little brother just were video game fanatics growing up. And he said when the Nintendo 64 came out in 1996, they were so excited because it was right before Christmas, and they thought, finally, maybe we'll get a Nintendo so we can play video games. And then a couple of days before Christmas, they saw this box under the Christmas tree that looked like that it was just about the size of a Nintendo 64. Come on, you're with me. So they were excited about this gift, and it was kind of in the back, and so they hadn't seen it. But then on Christmas Day, you know, they were allowed to pull out the gifts. And he said when he pulled out the gift and he saw who it was from, he thought, I bet it's not a video game. Because it was from Grandma and Grandpa. And they did not like video gaming. And so he thought, oh, well, but who knows, maybe. And he opened up the gift, and inside was a typewriter to help them with their schoolwork. Come on, but how many of you know the giver of the gift determines the value of the gift? God gave us the greatest gift of all, the best gift ever, the gift of a Savior. And listen, one of the reasons why Jesus is the best gift ever is because he brings peace. Wow. A peace that cannot be found anywhere else. In fact, we could also look at the fact that peace is really a litmus test. If we're not experiencing peace in our life, if there's not a level of peace, now you notice I didn't say that you weren't experiencing trouble or that you didn't have trouble. But you can have trouble and experience peace. The trouble doesn't have to be your experience. The trouble can be there, but why experience trouble when you've got the best gift ever and his name is Jesus? Peace is a litmus test. 2 Corinthians 6:1 speaks to those of us who have received the gift of Christ. And it says this, as God's partners, we beg you not to accept this marvelous gift of God's kindness and then ignore it. It's one thing to receive the gift of peace, the gift of a Savior, another thing to enjoy the gift. Listen, I just encourage you today, as we celebrate Christmas, just take some moments, some minutes, some time away and get along with God and just thank Him for this indescribable gift. Don't ignore the gift. Don't ignore the gift in light of all the other gifts. Don't ignore the gift in light of the trouble that you're facing. How many of you know sometimes life's troubles and what isn't happening and what is happening would blind us from who He is and what He has to offer us? Don't ignore the gift. Put your faith in the best gift ever. Get more excited about Jesus when you wake up on Christmas morning than you are about any other gift that may be given. I want to stir up your faith in this gift, this priceless gift. I want to take you back to the passage in Luke 10. We've read it all, portions of it already several times this morning. But I want you to see that He is a gift of peace to you. Luke chapter 2, verse 10, it says, this is when the angels appeared to the shepherds. It says, and the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. Can we just stop this morning? Could you raise your hand this morning if you are not a people? I know that's not even correct grammar, but you get my message. Come on. Anybody here not a people? Now, we may have dogs. Come on. There are some that are not people. But He said that this is going to be, this Savior should be a great joy to all people. Well, you are a person, so therefore the Savior should bring you not just a little, but great joy in your life. And how many of you know joy is strength? He says, don't be afraid. Verse 11, He says, for there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Listen, you got to know who He is. And the angels wanted to make sure that they knew the gift, that they knew that that little baby wasn't like any other baby. That baby was the Savior of the world. That baby was a gift from God. Can I just say this too? Every baby is a gift from God. This baby, though, is a Savior, Christ the Lord. Verse 12, and this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Peace came to earth in the person of Jesus Christ. Peace came to the earth by way of a babe wrapped in cloths lying in a manger. Christmas is the celebration of the entrance of the Savior into the world. That's what Christmas is about. We of all people ought to be celebrating. Now, here's a truth you need to understand, too, if you're going to enjoy this gift. Peace doesn't come from the world. Listen, I need to say that again, because some of us, we get confused sometimes, and we think peace is of this world. We think that something in this world is going to bring us peace. Listen, peace had to come into this world because the kind of peace that Jesus brings is not of this world. It is not indigenous to this world. You are not going to find it in this world. You're not going to find it in the people of this world. You are not going to find it in achievements of this world. You are not going to find it in the monetary system in this world, because peace is out of this world, but it came into this world as a gift to us. Peace on earth. goodwill toward men. Now let me define this peace for you so you know whether or not you have it. Don't you want to know? I said that this peace is a litmus test as to whether or not we understand the gift. Well, I'm going to define for you the gift, this gift of peace that is synonymous with the Savior. How many of you know water and wet go together? If your little toddler tells you that they took a bath, but they're not wet, you're going to say, no, you didn't take a bath. You're not wet. Water and wet go together. Well, the Savior and peace go together. Here's this definition of peace, the peace that the Savior brings. It's a state of untroubled, undisturbed well-being. You see, because of Jesus, we can hang a sign on our heart that says, do not disturb. But too often the devil is able to disturb us. He's able to get us to lose sight of the gift, and inside we're worked up. Listen, I've been there. Sometimes you just get blindsided in life, and before you know it, you are all worked up. You are troubled. You are upset. I almost did that as good as you, Barbie. See your little Latin self down there? I can't do it as good, but I tried. It was the anointing on me. Now, come on, undisturbed well-being. God's purpose in sending Christ is for you to experience this peace, a peace that comes from knowing God, a peace that comes from receiving Jesus as your Savior, a peace that cannot be found any other way. If we look at our world, we see that our world is searching for this peace. They're searching for it in so many different ways. Listen, when you think about peace, I also want you to think about rest. I want you to think about peace in the terms of being at rest. You see, we are at rest because we are no longer searching. We have found the answer. We have found life's answer. We have found the answer to everything we will ever need in life, and His name is Jesus. Peace. Unrest is the state of a person missing peace. Are you missing peace? Peace came to earth at the Savior's birth. And here's what Christmas boldly declares. Christmas boldly declares for every one of us that peace is possible. And I want you to know today that because God gave the best gift ever, the gift of a Savior, that peace is possible for you inside, in your heart, in your mind, in your feelings. Peace is possible. The story of Christmas is a story of peace and how peace is possible for all. Are you experiencing unrest, or are you still searching? You know, one of the ways that we know that we're still searching is that we're looking for significance in people or in things. We're trying to achieve. And here's what I've learned in life. And I've learned it because sometimes I went down the wrong road. And I was searching for what I already had in Christ. I was searching for significance. But I was looking to ministry. I was looking to people. I was looking to their accolades to bring me value, and yet I already had what I needed. It was found in Christ. And sometimes we simply just need to stop and acknowledge that Jesus is everything we need. Amen. He is the best gift ever. There's no need to search. You can rest. Listen, the message of Christmas today is you can rest. Jesus will meet your every need. You don't have to search for it, and certainly don't search for it in the world. It's not there. Jesus brought it into the world. Amen. It's found in Him. The message of Christmas is Christ is the answer. What if we could take our emptiness, our fears, our guilt, our depression, and trade it for peace? Really, that's not what if. It's you can. It's you can. This is the life of faith. Yes, does it take daily faith in Christ? Yes. Are we tempted to give up our peace? Are we tempted to be fearful? Are we tempted to search for what we already have? Yes. But that's when we just need to rest. Rest takes a lot of faith. Rest takes faith in the Savior, takes faith in the gift. See, Jesus, I don't feel like you're everything, but I just believe it. And soul, you're going to rest. We are at rest in Jesus' name. Peace is a gift. Isaiah 9:6, for a child is born to us, a son is given to us. The government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Now, it's so important that you understand this gift. And you see, Jesus is the best gift ever because this gift is twofold. And this prophet, Isaiah, prophesied the coming of the Savior, and he described the gift. And here's how he described the gift. He said, a child is born. Oh, that was a gift. Jesus, God taking on flesh, choosing to enter the womb of a woman and be born as a man, and yet holy God. But he chose to give his life for us, to give his life as a sacrifice. You see, the child had to be born because since a man sold man out, then a man had to redeem man. And there was only one that could. And so God took on the form of man. Jesus gave his life. A child was born. But then also it says a son was given. That's the second half of the gift. Not only did Jesus give his life, but God willingly gave his son as the sacrifice for your sin and for my sin. It was for my sin that God gave his son. It was for your sin. Why? Because God wanted us to have peace. And so this gift of a Savior was born. A child was born. A son was given. And then it describes this gift too. And it says that this gift is the Prince of Peace. You see, the gift wasn't wrapped in beautiful Christmas paper and put under a beautiful Christmas tree. No, it was wrapped in cloths. And was laid in a manger. I don't know about you, but if I was God, I would have come in a whole different way. Come on. Now, he does pretty good with the angels and lighting up the sky, but a manger? Come on, I've been born at the Ritz. Or in the most palatial home. But Jesus, Prince of Peace, wanted you to know that none of those things bring about peace. He wanted you to know that peace is found in the person of Christ, not in any of the pomp and circumstance that would surround someone of his kingly heritage, but it's found in him. And him alone. Jesus is the perfect gift, the best gift ever. Emmanuel, God with us. I love the fact that he's given the title of the Prince of Peace because just that title, Prince, denotes that someone has certain authority over a realm, over a kingdom, over a state. Now, not one of the 50 states. I'm talking about a condition of being. And Jesus is the Prince of Peace. That means he has authority when it comes to peace. And it says the government will rest on his shoulders, and that his peace will never come to an end. Can I tell you today, your searching can come to an end, your fear can come to an end, but the peace that Jesus brings will never come to an end. So there is never anything that could ever happen in this world, and there are bad things that happen in this world, but there is nothing that could ever happen that could end the kind of peace that Jesus brings in your life. It is never-ending peace because it comes from him. He's the Lord of peace. He can carry government on his shoulders. Well, listen, if he can carry governments on his shoulders, then he can certainly lift off your shoulder that thing that is stealing your peace. He can carry it for you, and he can be your Prince of Peace. He's a gift from God, the best gift ever. I love the way this word in the Old Testament is defined. It's defined as shalom, means complete soundness or completeness, soundness, welfare, quiet. Peace literally means to be at ease, at rest, nothing missing, nothing broken. Jesus puts us at ease. Listen, there's always been artificial treatments for peace. Even Jeremiah, who is a prophet that lived thousands of years ago, talked about artificial treatments. Listen to this passage in Jeremiah 6:14. It says, "They offer superficial treatments for my people's mortal wound. They give assurances of peace when there is no peace." Listen, the devil will offer you all kinds of things for peace. He'll offer you wrong relationships. He'll offer you money, a promotion, this, that. If you live for God, you're going to lose out. Those are all artificial treatments. Peace is found in Christ alone. Peace cannot be found in another person, any sexual encounter, a bottle, drugs, career. They'll all leave you empty. And sometimes we have to ask ourselves, what's your fix? What's my fix? What am I looking to for peace? People are chasing peace instead of receiving peace himself. Wow. You can experience peace right here and right now. So how do I experience peace? Well, Jesus promised peace. Back to the woman at the well, when Jesus told her, if you knew the gift you would ask, he went on to say this in verse 13 of the same passage, John 4:13, Jesus replied, "Anyone who drinks this water will soon become thirsty, but those who drink the water I give will never be thirsty again." It becomes a fresh, bubbling spring within them, giving them eternal life. Listen, when Jesus is our peace, we won't go through life parched. We won't go through life thirsty. And if we know Jesus, but we're still parched, then perhaps we need to build our faith. Perhaps we need some time with God, some time in His Word to remember the gift of Jesus. It was given to us. All it has to do is be received. It's already been given. You don't have to wait a minute longer to experience peace. You don't have to wait for things to change. Nothing has to change on the outside for you to have peace in here. A kind of peace that passes all understanding. Jesus said, if you would simply ask, you could receive. Wow. It's Christmas time. I'm sure you've probably asked people for a gift or two. If you're a parent, you've certainly been asked for a gift or two. But how about this morning, asking Jesus for the kind of peace that He brings? Maybe some of us today just need to take a moment in the quiet of our hearts. We just need to say, Jesus, forgive me for searching in all the wrong places. Today, I just simply ask you to be my peace. And whether you're receiving Jesus for the very first time or whether you have known Jesus for a long time, today you may simply need to ask for His peace. Amen. Did you get something out of that today? Yes. How many of you would agree with me this morning that Jesus is the best?